Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Yep. We are back. Sports on Tap Northwest. Kyle Carter, we're back with another podcast. I know it's long awaited, the first of 2013, but I have a special, special guest for everybody, and he could become permanent. I don't know. Maybe we'll go to Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot.
Commitment's pending.
I don't know.
A commitment's pending.
But this is my boy, Jordan Curtis, best friend since high school. We're going to have a good time. How you doing, Jordan?
What's up? Happy to be here. I've always wanted to say this, but I've always wanted to say long time listener, first time caller. But I guess I have to say long time fan / listener, first time guest host.
It's fantastic.
I like it. That's a great little. Oh,
I love this podcast. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, you have been a number one fan, and I have been waiting to have you on this podcast.
I've been a number one fan.
And guess what?
I'm here.
We're here.
We're here together, dude.
We're here together, holding hands, figuratively and spiritually. Spiritually.
Proverbially. I always like to say the proverbial. Like when I'm leaving work, I always go, I'm blowing this proverbial popsicle stand.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, I love being here. Huge fan. Feeling good.
Awesome.
What's on tap?
Dude, what is on tap? I'll tell you what. It's been a while. The last time I did a podcast, and I'm sorry for all those who've been eagerly awaiting because I know there's so many of you.
There's more than you think, dude.
But well, I got to give a shout out to some of the fans, and I'll throw those air quotes because I don't know if it's for real, but I got 6 fans from Ghana, high school age. I want to give a shout out to my boys from Ghana. So if you're listening to this, I love it. Spread the love. International. Let's do it.
They love United States of America sports, basically.
I like it. Yes.
Any sport that's played in the U.S.
I'm internationally yours. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I know
TQ style.
I know it referenced.
Yes, exactly.
No one else will.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
So, I would also like to say one thing, if I could. I would like to give a little ode to the guest hosts of the past.
Oh, okay.
They paved the way.
Let me guess. You're talking about my man Matthew Garl?
That's who I'm talking about. I don't know him. Never met him. I've heard him, literally heard his voice.
Yes, he's
good. For minutes.
Yes, I love that man. He has other commitments. Respect him for that.
Yep.
Familia, the whole 9 yards.
Heard that.
But he's good. But also, I got to give a little shout out to J.J. Jack.
Oh,
Jack Hasty.
Jack J. Is it Jack J? I can never remember.
J-Jack. Let's just call him J-Jack just for fun.
They call him Jack at his job. He's a listener, so we won't go into what his job is.
Let's just call him Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie.
Jackie Hayes.
Some people call him Tasty Stick. That's what I like to call him.
Okay, you're officially T-Stick.
JJ Tasty Stick. Anyways.
Well, anyway. Yes, they've all been great, but I'm very happy that you're here.
Happy to be here.
You know what? It's a new year. We got new ideas. We got new directions that we want to go that I think the listeners will like. We're going to go the sports route.
Yes.
We're going to go the pop culture
route. I think you're missing one thing before you jumped into how we're moving, Kyle.
Okay, bring it.
You forgot one thing. It's a new season. It's a new football season, Kyle.
Oh, my gosh. Duh.
How excited are you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, we'll get into that in the sports section.
Yes.
Format of the program, Kyle.
Well, yes. You know I'm absolutely loving my sports and my football, and that's close to us, yes. But we will definitely go the sports route, but we're going to add a little bit more pop culture.
For that.
And go over just a lot of whatever we want to do.
Music, TV, internet.
Anything.
Anything on the internet.
Anything.
Any self-respecting man likes the internet.
Anything that's awesome.
Yeah.
AKA whatever we talk about is awesome.
We're just going to we're going to have a special segment that I came up with. It's going to be called Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire with who?
With Kyle. Look forward to that. That's going to be sweet.
Okay. That's an upcoming segment. We'll talk about Rapid Fire with Kyle. He's just going to throw questions at me, and I have no idea what he's about to do. But
sports questions, though.
Sports and anything. I'll answer it regardless.
We're doing it for the program. I also like your answers because I don't really know that much about sports.
Which is what makes this great, because you're getting the yin and the yang of this show. Yeah. You're getting hardcore sports with, I don't know, like...
Everything else. I don't know.
Everything that's awesome.
But then we're also going to have a transition topic that people love. It's a television show. We'll get to that, too. Okay, so do you want to talk about what's on tap now?
I do.
Is it time to do that?
It is. It actually is. And I want to ask... You know, I want to put that question back out to you. What are you sipping on
tonight? I'm sipping on the Stella Artois beer. Hey. That's French. I don't really like the name of this beer. I like the French. I love the French food, but I never know how to pronounce it. It's got these little pieces of paper. around the cap. So before I open it, I have to tear off this little piece of paper.
Does it make you feel dirty because it's not very green?
No.
As a Portlander?
Yes, I do like to recycle paper and such, but little pieces of paper like that. I do my part, certainly. You do your part.
Yes, of course. Yes. Of course.
I don't compost.
So Stella Artois.
Yeah, Stella Artois, it's good. It's my summer beer.
I like it.
Despite the stupid name, the prestigious name. What you got in that cup?
Well, I must say, as you know, I've been on a little bit of a diet because yours truly was a little big. I've always been big, but you know what?
You've always been hard on yourself.
I have been hard on myself.
It wasn't that big.
Thank you.
Except big deal.
In the Nether regions. Anyway. We'll get there.
Oh.
Anyway, beyond mixed drinks, I'm now starting to do more shots because it takes down the old caloric intake,
for that,
if you will.
But it also does the job of helping you feel the feeling of drunkenness.
Lubricated, yes, if you will.
Yes.
So,
lubricated.
So, you know, I've had a couple of those. And right now, I got to give a shout out to Brandon.
He'll be a listener.
Hornberger.
No doubt.
Right? Am I saying that last name right?
That's exactly right. Brandon Hornberger.
Helping me out with the caloric intake for alcoholic beverages. He told me about Mio, the Mio energy and flavor enhancer.
Everyone's seen the commercials.
Yes, everyone's seen the commercials.
You can put it as much as you
want. Tracy Morgan, you put as much as you want, as little as you want. All you need is just sparkling water.
Or flat, right? You can go both.
Or flat.
And
Mio it up. Ooh. And it's just like you're drinking shots and water.
Do you ever put more Mio in than, do you always have a...
I'm a mix of both. So it depends.
On a warm summer day, you put light Mio, and then a cold winter's night, you put much Mio.
I put all kinds of Mio in. I'm about the same each time. Anyway, I just want to give a shout out to Brandon. Thank you.
Love you, Brandon.
For helping with this out.
Brandon's my boy, too.
Shout out to San Fran, Brandon.
Ooh-wee.
That's what I'm having tonight. Feeling good. I'm glad that we're back.
We
got a lot to get to.
You're back.
Couple different things. We're going to go over a lot. First, just my general NFL preview. Talking about who's going to win the divisions, who's going to be the wild card, who's going to win the conferences, and then, of course, the Super Bowl.
You're going to talk about who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Yes. Of course, we're going to go over my Kansas City Chiefs. I got to go over my Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to give you the real deal, Holyfield. I will not back down. I will not sugarcoat it in one bit.
You never have.
Thank you. We're going to tease a little bit because, you know, we're a little bit far away from it, but we're going to tease a little bit of the Portland Trailblazer action.
Oh.
Because here up in the Northwest, we love ourselves some Portland Trailblazer, especially since Seattle Supersonics are no longer. I want to throw a little quick shout out. I'm a season ticket holder and they're doing amazing this year. I want to also give a quick shout out to the Portland Timbers.
Ooh wee.
Kicking butt.
How many games you been to?
About half.
Nice.
But the other half, I mean, with the family, you got to sell them. But anyway.
Heard that.
It's been a great year for them. So shout out to the Portland Timbers. Hope we get into the playoffs. We'll get into that at later podcasts. But also on top of that, just a quick little brief rundown of Pac-12 this year. Pac-12 football, of course.
I'll speak to that.
Yes. And then the ever so awesome segment that will never leave this show. The Man Crush of the Week. Yeah.
Are
you ready for the Man Crush of the Week?
You said you had two. I've got two if you have two.
I got two.
I can do two.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've basically gone over what we're going to talk about in this
segment, aka episode.
This is, guess what? There might be another episode, ladies and gentlemen.
There could be
a part two. This might be part one. We'll get to that in a little bit.
A Game of Thrones to be continued, if you will.
There you go. There you go. Basically, we're teasing a little bit that we might have two parts here. One this week, one for next week, just so you guys have a little something to munch on later.
The more you have to listen to at work, the better. That's what I always say.
Why not? Why not? All right, so let's talk about what we want to talk about.
Let's talk about some college football, baby.
College.
Because that's what everyone's, I mean,
and you know
that's
what
everyone's really excited about. Tonight, that way's college.
Tonight, and for the listeners, it'll be last night, college football started. And it was awesome.
Ole Miss,
Vanderbilt, we had North Carolina.
Can I give a little love to Ole Miss? My cousin, believe it or not, from Georgia, got a marching band scholarship to Ole Miss.
Congrats to your cousin. Yes. You better spread this podcast down to Ole Miss.
Ooh wee.
Put it in the air. Oh. Okay. So
put it in the air.
So anyway, college football is here. It's back. It's awesome. It was great to see some football tonight, some competitive, you know, worthwhile football. Other than that, it's been NFL preseason, and really, obviously, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So
that's fine.
It's good to see that, but I want to talk specifically about Pac-12, not only rankings, how we think we're going to do. I'm not going to go over every team, but just obviously Beavers, Ducks, and then just like the top half of how I think it's going to work out.
I'm with that, yes.
Let's start off with your Ducks, because you, sir, are an Oregon
I
alum.
Went to the University of Oregon. I actually have a master's degree in sociology.
Yes,
I believe your co-host, JJ, of your, also has a sociology degree from University of Oregon. Anyways, so I'm a duck. I wouldn't say I'm like a crazy duck. I'm not a crazy duck. But I like duck football.
Crazy enough.
I like hanging out with my friends while they're watching, but they get too intense. I got kicked out of a viewing once of a game.
Of a viewing?
Or the game? No, they were so annoyed with me during the game that they said I couldn't come to the next one with them.
Wow.
And I, of course, was just like, whatever. And I came, and I was like, of course I'm not going to abide by that. Anyways, so the Ducks, it's going to be a good season. So they say... So this is the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine.
Well, the big thing, well, it's regional. So there's like eight regional, you know, covers.
Sports Illustrated?
Yeah. Eight regional covers. So.
Are you serious?
Yes. So they're
I did not know that.
So it's not national. So you're not that cool.
I'm in public relations. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
there's okay. Eight different? Really? Damn.
You know,
nice.
Sometimes people like to see what they want to see. And sometimes that's the Oregon Ducks. But I get it. Anyway, I won't be too hard on you guys because I understand that you guys are strong. You guys are going to be strong this year. The one big question mark, I think, is Chip Kelly left. I forget what that sure – what is his name?
Helfrich. If I'm pronouncing
yes,
that correctly.
Helfrich.
I barely remember.
Now, obviously, they're going to run similar offense, but is he going to be able to execute it as well as Chip Kelly did? That's the big question mark. Obviously, I think he'll still execute it well, but Chip Kelly had a – aura about him, a Ooh. Confidence, an ego that spread to the locker room, and it really worked. So is Helfrich going to bring that same thing? What do you think?
So Helfrich, you know, I think he's cool. He's got a sick office. I saw it on BuzzFeed. But, you know, I don't really know too much about him because I'm not like a Ducks freak. But I think that, like, there's a lot of bomb-ass players that from last season who know how to tackle people and eat people. So that's all I really know much about. So what do you think about Helfrich? I mean,
well, I'm obviously hoping he doesn't have all those things I just talked about, Chip Kelly, because I hope the players don't respond as well as they did to Chip Kelly, because obviously I'm a Beaver fan. But like I said, it's the same offense. They should still be really strong. I'm expecting a big season from them, and you know, hopefully, you know, David and Goliath can... yes, and I'm comparing you to Goliath for now.
Everyone likes
we
David
slay
more,
you guys. Yeah, that would be us.
That would be the
or
Beavers.
State Beavers, right. But yeah, so that's what I think. But
I think your new logo looks like a little nutria that I find in the creeks.
Yeah, that's a little. That's another topic.
Is that a new logo since last season?
Last season.
Give
me
your thoughts on the new logo, dude.
Dude, the new logo, it grows on you because you have to like it, I think, one. Two, they actually, besides the actual beaver head, the new uniforms and everything, it's actually pretty sweet. So I'm excited to see it come game day. But yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be good. Last time we did a marketing switch, you know, from different
blitz.
New logos, new text, new anything. It took us like 5 years to change our football fields, text and logos to the new stuff. And we've actually changed it already.
Oh, word.
So thank the Lord that we're actually spending money. But guess what? We have to raise money instead of get it from Nike. So that's where we differ.
Actually, it's a more of you got to spend money to make money situation.
That's what instead I like of getting say, money. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Well, everyone likes to be handed money more than make it. And so
and that's why you're in Oregon.
So the Pac-12, though, what do you think, dude? I mean, it's an enigma to me, frankly.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'll go a little bit more into my Beavers. What's nice is that we're returning a lot of starters as we did last year. We started off very well last year, kind of tailed off, had a lot of injuries, but then again, we just kind of got exposed a little bit as well. I think that we'll be strong. Another good but not great season. I'm hoping something else.
How many wins does that mean?
And by, I think it'll be another 9-win season, 8 to 9-win season. I'd love it to be double digits.
Ooh-wee.
But if I were to give you my Pac-12 rankings now, and I'll give you a little pat on your back here.
Yes. Who's number one?
Ducks number one.
Wow. He said
Stanford,
it.
The Stanford Cardinal.
The tree slash Cardinal.
Yes.
No one ever knows.
Number two. And really, it's going to be down to who wins that game, the Cardinal and Ducks. I mean, same as last year.
Heard that.
But I think the Ducks will win it out this year. UCLA, mainly because they're going to be winning the South region of the Pac-12.
Oh, yes, so there's the regions now, of course.
Exactly. Beavers at 4, USC at 5, and then I could give a rat's whatever for the rest of it. So that's how I see the Pac-12. I see my Beavers being strong. I really hope – I want to talk about the starting quarterback situation because we keep going back and forth, just like last year. Is it Sean Mannion? Is it Cody Vaz? I was a big believer in Cody Vaz last year, and I still am this year. A lot of people were kind of – I'd say we're kind of 50-50 on the whole situation.
The whole Beaver Nation is 50-50?
Yeah. Everyone, a lot of people like Mannion because he's got the prototypical size, prototypical – you know, he's 6'5".
Oh, word?
And he looks like Derek Anderson, which was a Beaver quarterback in the mid-2000s.
Where is he from?
Sean Mannion?
Yeah.
I think he's from California somewhere.
Oh, nice.
If not, whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
No one cares.
Cody Vaz is also from California as well. But anyway, he just seems more of a gamer to me. Like, I'm more of a college quarterback gamer. He stays in the quarterback. He gets hit when he throws. Like, he'll step. You know, he'll make sure that he waits every last millisecond to make sure a play goes right. Whereas Mannion goes, if it's not there, he crumples and, you know, freaks out.
Falls to the
ground. Even though he has a better vantage point, being taller and has the better mechanics. So, but I hope Cody Vaz gets that starting job, even though technically I don't think he has it right now. I hope he wins it. Takes us, hopefully, to that 10-win season we were talking about earlier.
Ooh-wee.
Anyway, that is the Pac-12. I think that's what's going to happen. I think Ducks, Cardinal will vie in that BCS, not necessarily championship game, but definitely BCS bowl game. Where everybody else kind of fights for something else, and hope we can at least get to something a little different, like maybe the Alamo Bowl or Holiday Bowl. Obviously, I'd love to have the Rose Bowl. But you never know.
Yeah. You can only hope.
It's so true.
Yeah.
But
who's going to be the worst team in the Pac-12 this year?
I think it's always going to be the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
They're pretty terrible. Colorado is pretty bad.
I went and saw a Colorado Buffalo game when I was in high school. Did I tell you that?
No, you did not.
I visited my...
it was probably better then, though.
It was pretty sweet. Well, I don't even remember. We were juniors in high school, and my cousin went there. My parents, like, sent me on a visit because they were like, you should go there for college. And I went to... And he took me there, and it was awesome, dude. That was a sweet place.
Back then, that was early 2000s. They were actually a strong team. All throughout the 90s and early 2000s, Colorado was pretty solid. They were in the Big 10 then, or Big 12.
Yeah.
Since then, they've moved to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the bottom feeders, if you will. But anyway, yeah, they're not going to do too hot this year, but, you know.
That's neither here nor there, so they say.
But you know what is here and there?
Which one?
What? The NFL season.
Oh.
And what comes along with the football season? But fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves it. I actually, I'm in a few leagues, if you will.
How many?
Five. Two dynasty leagues. One with the Oregon side of, you know, your, you know, a lot of your peeps.
My people.
Yeah. A work league to, you know, to stay in with the work peeps, if you will. And then the league that I run, that has been running for 7 years now.
You're the commissioner? Have you always been the commissioner?
I've always been the commissioner for 7 years. Got this nice little pretty trophy.
We'll post some pictures of the trophy. It's a nice trophy.
Thank you.
It's heavy.
I want to make sure that my league is prestigious, if you will.
Okay.
We actually last Sunday had our draft, and it was awesome, as fun as always. Lots of, you know, junk food, lots of
brotherhood.
Brotherhood, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, it was just a good time. There's a lot of good people. My draft didn't go down as well as I wanted it to, but you know what?
What?
It's gonna be okay.
Why? How?
I feel like I went a little bit too much on the sleeper side of things. And all right. If all of those sleepers turn out to be awesome, then it'll be great. But
what was your first pick?
My first pick was Calvin Johnson, receiver out of Detroit Lions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why him?
Well, it's a half-point PPR league, so catches go a long way. And he was amazing last year. Hopefully he does that again. But first few picks I feel good about. It's just after that, my depth looks... my deep depth sounds great, but my starters are a little shaky. So we'll see how it goes. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I went Calvin, Chris Johnson, Peyton Manning, a couple others. It's not a dynasty. This is just a year-by-year thing. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. And as we go on with our shows this year, I'll kind of talk about, you know, my fantasy crushes and flushes, kind of like last year.
Crushes and flushes.
It won't be on a weekly basis. Maybe it will on Facebook, so like the page, and then I'll give you my crushes and flushes. But on the show, I'll let you know what I feel, you know, is going to be coming for the month ahead and so on and so forth. So it's going well.
Are you going to tell anybody about any sleepers, maybe?
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
Breakdown. Is that the crushes part of the crushes?
Yes. Crushes who I'm crushing on that week or that month. But like I was saying, in how I drafted a lot of sleepers. And okay. I probably should have gone more conservative and not, you know, done that. But it's okay. You know, I won last year. I'm a two-time champion.
Are you a two-time champion?
Yeah, champion out of 6 years that we've had it, so I feel good about it.
Do you want to list off the names of people who have also won?
Let's do it. Let's give it a shot.
We're looking at the trophy right now.
2007, Taylor Gray. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
2008, Kyle Tipton.
Ooh, another Kyle, another friend.
2009, me, yours truly.
Yep.
2010 and 2011, Scott Hartley.
Oh, two years in a row? Is he the only guy that's gotten back-to-backs?
Yes, and then bookending, those is me again. Last year, I'm the champion again. So, anyway, it's been fun. We've got a lot of trophies. We have a trophy for the most points in the league, the actual champion, and for the loser. I like to call it the Omega.
The champion. Omega?
The champion is the Alpha. The loser is the Omega.
Heard that.
So,
who got the Omega last year?
Who did get the Omega? Oh, Scott Dickinson. He's not in the league anymore, but...
Oh, he's not?
Good luck to him.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
You gotta have a kid. I saw him on Facebook.
Yes, exactly.
Good-looking kid, Scott. Nice.
You know, starting his NBA. Good for you. Go Beavs. Yeah.
No time for fantasy when you're making money, baby. That's what I always say.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
And that's how he's probably thinking, so...
Nice.
Good call. On top of that, we have all kinds of picks for this upcoming NFL season.
Oh, let's go right into it, baby.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Because I'm going to give you my division winners.
Okay.
My wild card picks.
Okay.
The eventual conference champions, aka the people who make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then the team that I think will win the Super Bowl.
Let's dive right in. That sounds awesome. I'm ready, dude.
Are you ready?
List them off. Talk about the division first. How difficult the division is. And maybe any other special notes you can provide per division?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. AFC North. You know, that's actually one of the really toughest divisions. It's got the Cincinnati Bengals, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, and Cleveland Browns. It's actually I think, going to yield the most teams in the playoffs this year.
Okay.
And I'm actually feeling, it's been the Ravens and the Steelers of late, you know. The Bengals have made the playoffs the last 2 years, but they haven't won the division. But I think this is the year it turns around. I think the Cincinnati Bengals win the division.
Okay.
And with the Steelers and the Ravens, a close second and third. So I think the Cincinnati Bengals take it, take the division. I guess that moves.
Why do you like the Cincinnati Bengals so much, dude?
Well, I think their defense has always been strong, but it's only this year they make their offense that much better. And one being a lot of a fantasy sleeper, which people might be wanting to pick up, is Giovanni Bernard.
Oh!
Brother of Evanston Bernard, Beaver running back, who came out of North Carolina this year. Who is a running back for them, who will be that versatile back that I think put them over the edge when it comes to making their offense that much more dynamic. So I think the Cincinnati Bengals got it. And that puts us for the North. I'll get to the wild card here shortly, but okay. I have a strong feeling it's going to include some other people from the AFC North.
From that division.
Exactly.
Heard that.
Exactly. AFC South. I got the Houston Texans, same as last year. It's going to be close because Andrew Luck is a year older, you know, more of a veteran. They made the playoffs last year, so, you know, you think they might improve. But I don't think they can win another 11 games. I think it's going to be close.
You're talking about the Colts.
I am. I'm talking about the Indianapolis Colts. Exactly.
But you said that the Texans were going to win the division.
They are.
Okay.
And I'm saying I think they'll beat out the Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck.
Heard that.
So I think the Houston Texans got it. I think their defense is just too strong, and they're in a division that has the Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's just two, you know, pretty garbage teams along with the Colts and the Texans, and I think Texans got it over the Colts. Heading on to the East and West. These are pretty easy picks to win the division, probably the easiest in all the NFL.
Right.
East, obviously the Patriots.
Yeah.
They're in a division where everybody is just looking pretty sad, pretty... You know, just a horribly run organization, especially with the New York Jets. Everything going on with Rex Ryan and...
Will you remind us who's in that division? Because I can't remember. Who's in that division, yeah. Who's not looking good.
The AFC East is the Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, and Jets.
Boom.
So, Jets, you got Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith. Just a horribly run organization that's just kind of not knowing how to run, you know, not knowing how to... run a team right now.
Okay.
So they're going to be, I think, in the top. They're going to be a top five pick next year because they're going to be that bad.
Oh, wow. All right. The Jets. Moving on.
The Bills. Again, dealing with a lot of different injuries. They have a rookie quarterback, E.J. Manuel, starting. He was their first round pick this year. So I think he will be solid in the long term, but I don't think he'll be able to turn it around. So I think they'll be a top 10 pick coming next year, but won't be anything special this year. It won't be any... You know, anything to stand out. Even though I like C.J. Spiller as a fantasy draft pick. So, C.J. Spiller,
sleeper, if you will.
Not a sleeper. He's good.
Yeah.
So, don't hesitate to pick him up. The Miami Dolphins are the ones that will be decent, but they're not the New England Patriots. They'll be 8-8 or around there, but won't go anywhere further than that. You know, they have a younger quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, who is going to get better.
Yeah.
But won't be... It just won't be enough. Their defense has a lot of turnover, even with a lot of free agents coming in. I just don't think the camaraderie is there yet. Maybe by midseason, but that might be too late. So I think the Patriots got this easy 12-win season, maybe even 13 or 14. And they're going to win the division and most likely get the first round bye this year.
Boom.
Boom.
Can I just give you a little love here?
Yeah, go for it.
The fact that you know about the Miami Dolphins camaraderie level enough to put them in on a list of who's going to be good and who's not is pretty remarkable, dude.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Next, what we have one more division to discuss?
We do, and it's my division, the Kansas City Chiefs division. The AFC West. And it's pretty obvious that people are thinking that the Denver Broncos are going to win this division, which I agree.
Because of Peyton.
You know, yeah. I mean, it was going to be pretty equal without Peyton, but when you got Peyton, you're in good hands.
Really?
With Allstate. You know, it's basically just like that.
Or like a good neighbor, Peyton Manning is there.
Wow. My...
State Farm.
The
dude.
Loan. I got it.
That I was, got State Farm.
That was really good, though.
Thank you.
You're on top
right.
of it there.
All right, so, hey, so you really think that Peyton can make a whole team?
If you will, Peyton Manning is mayhem for the rest of the league.
Was that a viral video? That's
Allstate, you know.
What about that last video that came out where it was like football on your phone? Oh,
that was DirecTV. That was Eli and
Peyton.
That
was money, dude.
That was good.
Dude, I just got to move away from Peyton real quick. Eli Manning is hilarious.
They have that dry humor that kind of just works.
And I saw the Eli Manning Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight comedy all the way through.
Yeah, he did a good job.
All right. Anyway, so break it down one more time. What's up with the division?
Broncos are going to win it, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have teams like the Chargers and
no good.
And the Raiders, who are going to be kind of bottom feeders, if not middle of the road, they're going to win those games. Now, where it gets tough is, I think, with the Chiefs, my team, who's an up-and-comer, going to go from not worst to first, but worst to almost where they need to be. And I really like my Chiefs this year. I really do. They're going to be a huge improvement. They won two games last year, and they had the number one pick. So it was obviously one of the worst years they've ever had. But
how can you say that as a fan, dude?
Well, just listen.
Can we talk about your history as a fan? A little bit?
All right. You want to get into it right now?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Do you want to know how does everybody want to know how I became Chiefs fan?
There's some people out here who don't really know why you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, because
given that you grew up in Oregon and you're not from
Kansas City.
So break down real fast.
Okay,
why are you a Chiefs fan? 1, 2, 3, go.
All right. When I was 4 years old, I'm sure everybody remembers if they went to Dairy Queen, they used to put ice cream, soft serve, if you will, into helmets, whether it be baseball or football helmets. Well, when I went there, there were three helmets. At the time, I didn't know who they were. Now I do. But
of course.
I wanted the one that was red, which was my favorite color.
Heard that.
And the one that had my initials on the side of their helmet. KC.
Kyle Carter.
Exactly.
Kansas City.
Exactly.
And then, the rest is history.
The rest is history. From 88, I've been crazy. And my favorite player of all time is Derek Thomas.
Boom.
Hero, sports hero right there. You know all too well about that. And
you went and worked out there.
Yes, I went and worked in 2005 in Kansas City, and it was just—I'm just a Chiefs fanatic.
You're a Chiefs fanatic.
I am.
All right, let's jump back into it. Thank you for the background.
No problem.
Of course.
No problem.
Why are they
better?
Why are you
this
feeling
year.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah. This year it's because we got Andy Reid, who was the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles the last 13 years. It's obviously a lot better than what we've had. And Romeo Crennel has always been a great defensive coordinator, but a bad head coach. And that's what we had last year. He was our head coach. And also, we had Matt Cassel. And as you guys well know, if you have listened to my previous podcast, I freaking hate Matt Cassel.
Dude, I've listened to
the worst quarterback on the face of the planet. I hate the guy. I'm glad he's not there anymore. As much as I was frustrated that we traded way too much to get Alex Smith from the 49ers, he's a lot better than Matt Cassel. So we're bound to be better regardless just from improvement at the head coach and quarterback positions. So the fact that a 2-win team last year had 6 Pro Bowlers is kind of ridiculous.
That's not a lot.
There's a coaching problem. That's what that means. So we're going to be better. And here's where I think we're going to be. We're going to be 9-7.
Ooh.
But does that mean we're a wild card playoff team? I'll get there. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And I'll segue into wild card right there. I would love for us to be a wild card team.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to put us in there confidently like I am these other two teams. And those other two teams are the ones that are usually there. The Baltimore Ravens, defending Super Bowl champs.
Heard that.
Who have lost a lot of veterans, but you know what? They're still strong enough to get in the playoffs. And the one team that has never missed the playoffs 2 years in a row in over a decade.
I think I got this one.
Who?
The New England Patriots.
No, they won.
Wait, no.
No?
Okay, who?
Well, yes. But I had them already winning the division, so they don't need to get in the wild card.
Okay. Oh, that's
true. I like your enthusiasm.
All right. Just trying to sound smart. Who?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
So three teams from the AFC North, I think, are going to make the playoffs, and the rest of them are just division winners. So in the AFC, I have the Bengals, Texans, Patriots, Broncos, Ravens, and Steelers, with my Chiefs just missing out on the playoffs.
Woo! Now, that's some honesty.
Now, in the NFC, which is pretty darn stacked.
Yeah.
Amazingly stacked. I'm going to go with the NFC North. starting out there. I think the division winners are...
The New England Patriots.
Shut up.
And Tom Brady and Giselle.
NFC.
Oh, no? Oh.
Okay. All right.
Who, Kyle?
NFC North. The Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow.
The Bears. Over the Packers. Over the Lions. Over the Vikings. So,
the Bears.
The Bears, and here's the reason why. They almost were the division winners last year with a record of 10-6, but just missed out. But because I think they were a little limited on the offensive side. Now they have a more balanced wide receiving core with Alshon Jeffrey being in his second year, Brandon Marshall being amazing. Jay Cutler having a much better head coach that coaches quarterbacks a lot better. I think he's going to do great. And Matt Forte, their running back, is healthy. 100% healthy. Last year he only played sparingly.
Yeah.
And that was their problem, was being consistent on offense. Defense, they're amazing.
Uh-huh.
Chicago Bears defense is amazing.
No more Urlacher, though, right?
No more Urlacher. Great call.
Thank you.
No more Urlacher, but they're going to be just as amazing. And I think they're going to win the division.
Can I add something there?
Yes.
I got to hand it to Jay Cutler for marrying Kristen Cavallari.
I would like to ding to that.
My girl from Laguna Beach. Yes. I was a fan of... I'm not even...
You're crossing over to pop culture already.
Just
like
for a second. Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not even embarrassed to admit that I love Laguna Beach.
Right.
I love Laguna Beach. I love the hills. I love all the subsequent seasons after that. I did say subsequent seasons of Laguna Beach.
Well, you know what? I got to give some love to Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler because... I'm a fan of The League, which is that show on FX about fantasy football. And she was in it last year. They're going to be in it again this year. They're in the promos this year.
Saw the promo. It looks hilarious.
It's fantastic.
Were they? Oh, dude. I am behind one season on The League, even though... Because I only discovered The League last year.
Because of me.
Because of you.
Right.
It's easily the funniest show on television right now.
Thank you.
And I don't even like sports that much.
Exactly. You don't need to like sports that much to watch The League. It's about fantasy football, but just a bunch of guys trying to mess with each other.
We should also note, though, for our listeners, that The League is going to be on the new network FXX.
Yes. Channel 619 for DirecTV users. I have no
idea.
Which
is nobody.
Me and a bunch of others.
Who have
the NFL Sunday ticket.
Yeah, well, everybody who likes HBO.
I have HBO. What are you talking about?
Yes. I got Comcast, and I don't know which... channel FXX is on, but I will find out.
You won't know. I think it starts on September 4th, so just look
like right before the league.
Yeah, just look it up.
Anyway, Kristen Cavallari.
We digress.
You're so fly.
Let me just quickly go through my NFC picks here. NFC North had the Bears. NFC South, the Falcons went like 13-3 or 14-2 last year, and they're amazing. But I have the New Orleans Saints winning division.
Whoa.
Sean Payton is back as head coach. I think they're going to turn things around. They're going to be that breakout team that kind of takes advantage, and they're going to be like a 12-win team. They're going to win the division. NFC East, this is tough. Now, I should go back to the South. It's the Saints, Falcons, Buccaneers, and Panthers. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Saints are going to win it. Falcons, I have my wild card.
Falcons are good.
Yeah, they're good. They'll be my wild card. They'll be fine.
Oh, that brings me up into a couple of chuck later, Rob. Hard Knocks and how they are practicing together.
Yes. I like that.
We'll talk
about that later.
Okay. Continue. Sorry.
NFC East. Cowboys, Eagles, Redskins, and Giants. Very even division. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunch of 7-9, 8-8, 9-7 throughout the year because it's going to be that much of a division where it kind of beats up on each other. However, I think there's another surprise. I think the Dallas Cowboys finally figure it out. They're going to win the division.
America's team.
And the reason why is because of defense. They had a lot of defenders big-time defenders last year who got injured for the season.
Oh.
They're back. They're ready to go. I think it's going to be strong. They have their priorities in order on offense. The right people calling the plays with Bill Callahan over Jason Garrett. And Tony Romo's always been solid. And I think they're just...
Jason Garrett's still the head coach?
He's still the head coach. He does not call plays now. Now it's Callahan. So... I think Dallas Cowboys take it. And with the NFC West, a small surprise, it's not the Niners.
No?
It's the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
Russell Wilson, to me...
Is the boy.
Is the man.
Yeah.
Like, he is the young Peyton Manning. He is so smart and just knows what to do on the court. You know how when... I'm going to give a crazy analogy. Let's just say the Blazers are up on the San Antonio Spurs by 20 in the fourth quarter. But you're like, nope.
Never happened.
They have.
Has it?
Yes, it has. Anyway, come on, stop.
Okay, I'm imagining it.
Yes. But you hear, you're like, you know what? They have Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. They could easily come back because that's who they have.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Even when you're up by that much.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Russell Wilson. I feel like they could be down by two touchdowns, if not more, in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, you can't count them out. Russell Wilson just knows how to win. He knows how to make this happen. So I just feel like he's going to do that. I feel like he's going to be the division winner and take them pretty deep in playoffs.
Yeah.
A little hint. Now with the wild cards, I think it's pretty obvious. I think the Falcons definitely deserve that a wild card spot, and the 49ers. They're both strong. They're both going to be amazing. I have some surprise winners in the divisions. In fact, surprise winners for all NFC divisions. But if I'm right, I look awesome. If I don't, whatever.
It doesn't matter how you look. It only matters if you sound like you know what you're talking about, which you always do.
Thank you.
Boom.
Thank you. So conference champions, who I think will be the AFC and NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'll start with the NFC since I just left off on that.
Okay.
I think Russell Wilson does it.
Wow.
I think Russell Wilson puts them in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And
my brother-in-law is going to be excited that you said that.
I feel like it'll be like a 49ers-Saints situation, a 49ers-Bears, and like, yes, Drew Brees is good. Yes, Jay Cutler is kind of good, and it's an overall great team, but they just don't have that way of, I don't know, they don't have that killer instinct of finishing off games like Russell Wilson does. And I think he kind of finishes off, and Russell Wilson takes the Seahawks to the Super Bowl. Against.
Oh, yeah, there's another team.
Now, everybody is up on the Denver Broncos, which I would give them props, and I would, you know, they could very well make it to the Super Bowl.
But they won't.
I just feel like this year everybody is counting out the New England Patriots because of all of their off-field problems. The Hernandez thing, Gronkowski, Wes Welker's gone.
Yep. He's in Denver, right?
He's in Denver, exactly. All these offensive weapons have left, and they've kind of poo-pooed, pushed away the New England Patriots like, oh, they're kind of done. They'll make the playoffs, but nah.
Yeah.
This is what I think Tom Brady feeds off of.
Yeah.
I think he hears this and goes, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
And so I think that Tom Brady beats out Peyton Manning in the AFC Championship game to the Super Bowl. So we've got the New England Patriots against Russell Wilson.
Woo.
And the Seattle Seahawks.
That would be something.
I love both of them. I think they're both great. I love Tom Brady. I love Russell Wilson. And that's super up in the air.
Yeah.
And this, as much as I want this to be a passing of the torch situation, like Tom Brady to Russell Wilson, I think this is Tom Brady's last hurrah, meaning his last Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
And you say Russell Wilson, okay, maybe next year. So I think I got the Patriots winning it all.
Wow. So. How do you feel about Wes Welker not being in the mix? You still feel good, obviously, but
I do. I was a little shocked by that, but they also got Danny Amendola from the St. Louis Rams. He could stay healthy. They're going to be fine. Even if they don't, they're still going to be fine because Tom Brady makes mediocre receivers look great. But speaking of being fine and possibly being great.
Oh, yeah?
Our Portland Trailblazers.
Ooh, the good old Trailblazers.
Decent little segue, but we'll see.
Whatever.
You know, I'm going to be quick. We're a couple months away, so I'm not going to go too crazy. But an early prediction, I'm really excited with some of the pickups. A lot of basic stuff, not a lot of wow, amazing stuff. A lot of, you know, pickups. But we did pick up a lot of depth for barely anything in return, whether it be draft picks or just signing in general, not long-term deals or anything like that. So I'm pretty happy with it. You know, Robin Lopez, so-so center. I love Thomas Robinson, the number 5 pick from last year's draft, coming in to be the backup to LaMarcus Aldridge, kind of being that what I hope to be a new Brian Grant, where you just crash the boards and get those putbacks.
Yeah.
But also C.J. McCollum in the draft and Maurice Williams coming out of Utah. most notably from the Cleveland Cavaliers back when he was with LeBron. I think we're just going to have a lot of good depth, and we're going to be a lot more solid. We're going to be a lot more – we're going to give the starting lineup an actual breather every night, which is nice. So
important.
Exactly. So I think
– do they reach the playoffs?
Here I go.
Go.
Thank you for that question.
You're welcome.
Because my record prediction is 46-36, which is a significant improvement over last year because they were in the 30s, I believe, last year. And this puts them 10 games over 500 and puts them in that 8th or 9th spot. And obviously, 8 teams go to the playoffs. So,
obviously,
it's going to be borderline when they're in that 7, 8, 9 spot. But I hope they make it in the 8th. We'll get more into that in later podcasts. But I just wanted to throw out the Blazer prediction a little early on. Just so it's of record, if you will.
It needs to be a record.
Of record.
If you don't have anything on record, you don't have any credibility later when you're bragging about yourself being right.
Thank you.
So, you know.
Speaking of record, I want to make sure that everyone knows, because last year I think I had a percentage of about 73% being correct.
Oh.
I guess every game in the NFL on a weekly basis, so you can use it for picks or pools or whatever, and I was right 73% of the time, and
wow.
I'm going to do that again this year. So...
how does 73% perform in Las Vegas, Kyle? Do you know?
It'll probably give you some money.
Yeah.
Some money. But I wanted to put that out there because I will not be making a podcast every single week. So feel free and make sure to get on to the Facebook page because I will be posting those picks every single week. So make sure you pay attention, call in, ask questions even.
Yeah.
Write questions in and I can give you my ideas on anything. Fantasy football, my picks, pop culture.
Bottom line, teams will be chosen to win or lose.
Yes, and most of the time, I should be right. Let's hope.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get above 70% again this year. Anyway, so that's that, and I guess we can transition into a quick rapid fire before we
close, rapid fire.
Before we close this part.
Let me break down rapid fire. Rapid fire was my idea. Sometimes when I hang out with Kyle, I just like, and he's so knowledgeable about sports, I just like feed him questions. And he's got to answer. First thing comes to his mind, it could be anything. They're going to be mostly football questions. Maybe a couple Blazers questions in there. And then faster the better. The faster people like you more and believe you more. Okay?
And I have no idea what's about to come, so we'll see.
I have not run any, none of these have been screened.
I'll give you one word or one sentence answers.
Okay. They will must be one word. Okay.
Okay, go.
Best wide receiver in the 1990s besides Jerry Rice?
Chris Carter.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris Carter? Wow.
Yes, Chris Carter.
Over Michael Irvin?
Yes, over Michael Irvin.
Okay. Best running back?
All he does is catch touchdowns. Go.
Okay. Best running back in 1992. That's easy.
I'm going to say Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders is my favorite, though. Barry Sanders.
Okay. Coolest logo today in NFL football?
Can't say the Chiefs.
Okay. It's been the same forever. Okay. Best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question.
Rapid fire, dude.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
That doesn't work. Okay. Who's better, Eli Manning or Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning.
Are you annoyed to see Greg Oden go to the...
Yes.
Okay. How annoyed on a scale of 1 to 10?
9.
9? Would you rather Shaquille O'Neal come back to the NBA or Greg Oden win a championship with the Heat?
Shaquille O'Neal come back to the NBA.
Who is your favorite Kardashian sister when it comes to physical looks?
In a couple years, the youngest two.
Heard that. Okay. Okay, next question. If you could have one Blazers jersey signed from any Blazer of all time, who would it be besides the Brandon Roy jersey I'm looking at right now?
Clyde Drexler.
Okay. Yeah. Who is a better Blazer, Buck Williams or Terry Porter?
Oh, that's a great one. I'm going to go Buck Williams. And the reason why I say Buck Williams is because that's my style of basketball. He is the workhorse in the middle, getting rebounds, putbacks. I'm that type of person. I'm the garbage man. Go.
No.
Sorry.
Have you been keeping up with Metro League Portland football preseason news?
No, but go Crusaders.
Oh, I have.
Go Crusaders.
Oh, I have.
Go Crusaders.
Okay. What was the best Mark Wahlberg movie you can think of?
The most recent one I saw, Two Guns. Amazing.
Yeah. Did you see Pain and Gain yet?
I did, but Two Guns. Two Guns.
Okay. You watched The Challenge, yes or no, on MTV?
Of course.
Who is your favorite character when the season began?
When the season began? CT,
of course. That was my wife's pick as well. Okay. Would you rather spend an entire day at Washington Square or Lloyd Center?
Washington Square because it's closer to my home.
Obviously. Because
it's closer to my home.
Okay. Costco or Target?
Target.
Do you hate a Civil War loss more than you hate a terrible season by the Kansas City Chiefs?
Wow. That's a
rapid fire.
I can handle a Civil War loss better than a terrible season.
Okay. Who is your favorite Beavers quarterback in the last 10 years?
Jonathan Smith.
Who is your favorite coach in the last...
Dennis Erickson.
Of course.
There you go.
Oh, really? Okay, work.
Hell yeah.
Do you like Mike Riley?
Kind of.
Do you think that there will be a different coach of the Beavers in 5 years or less?
Yes.
Who do you think has the best chance on the Beavers to go to the NFL?
Right now?
Yeah.
Scott Crichton. He's the defensive end.
Okay. Yes. Who do you think is going to win the Heisman Trophy this year?
I'd like to see Johnny Manziel just to see the uproar.
Okay. What is your favorite restaurant in Portland, Oregon?
Sinju.
Oh, nice. Okay. What car do you wish you had right now if you had a different kind of car?
A Bentley.
Ooh.
Convertible.
I like that. What is your favorite TV show that's airing right now?
The Challenge.
Good call.
Yeah.
Do you like or dislike...
Or Hard Knocks.
Okay, I was just going to say. Yeah. Do you like the Bengals more or less because of you watched Hard Knocks?
I like the Bengals more before Hard Knocks, before the original Hard Knocks they're on, because
this season
because of Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, Oregon State Beaver.
Okay.
And TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Who do you think is the best defensive player in NFL right now? This season?
J.J. Watt. It's hands down.
Who is the best running back in the NFL?
Adrian Peterson.
Who is the best running back in college football?
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
You don't even care, is the answer.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Who is the best coach in college football ever?
Ever?
Yeah.
Bear Bryant, Alabama.
Oh, okay. What about since 2000?
Saban.
Saban?
Nick Saban.
What college football team, besides the Ducks, do you hate the most?
Alabama. And I just gave them love, by the way.
Oh, yeah? If you could go see Game 7 of the NBA Finals or the Super Bowl, what would you do?
Super Bowl.
Who?
Hands down.
Who is the hottest female tennis player of all time?
I don't know. Kournikova, I guess?
Yeah, definitely.
Kournikova?
No doubt. Okay.
We've crossed over, which could be a segue, into the pop culture segment.
Into part two. That wasn't as fast of a rapid fire as I thought it was going
to be. I really liked it. I hope you guys liked it.
I hope you did too. Sorry.
No, that was a good rapid fire. But that was
covered a lot of ground.
But that was it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that was good. I think it gave you a little bonus coverage, if you will.
That bonus coverage, for sure.
But if that gives you a little taste, there is going to be a part two that's coming out next week. To this, and it's going to be covering more pop culture, a lot more rapid fire, and an additional Man Crush of the Week. And speaking...
Wait, did we do the first Man Crush of the Week?
As I just said, and speaking of the Man Crush of the Week...
Oh, and speaking of the Man Crush of the Week, it's time for...
The Man Crush
of the Week. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright.
This thing up either. And you know what? I tell you what. My man crush of the week on the sports side of things, and we haven't talked about this yet, and you might not know about him. His name is Dave Topp. Do you know who Dave Topp is?
No, dude.
Dave Topp is the Kansas City Chiefs special teams coach.
That's your man crush of the week?
And here is why.
Oh my God. This better be good.
We haven't had a special teams unit since Dante Hall. A lot of people know him as the X-Factor human joystick who returned a lot of kicks for touchdowns back in the mid-90s. Or, sorry, mid-2000s for touchdowns. In the preseason, this guy has had guys returning scores for two times in three games, 109 and 104-yard kick return, along with a 79-yard kick return, a 55-yard kick return, a 52-yard punt return, and several things else. Now, that right there is good for a season, and he's done it in three preseason games with a bunch of backups and people who won't make the team. So this guy will be that the difference, and I'm guessing 2 to 3 games in the Chiefs this season, that what should be losses turns into wins because of a kick return for a touchdown, because of a tackle on a kick return or something like that. This guy has completely transformed the special teams unit for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I love him for it. That is my man crush of the week. Dave Topp, I love you. And you know what? My man crush of the week in our next segment is forthcoming. What is your man crush of the week?
My man crush of the week, this is weird because, I don't really like sports too much, but I love Hard Knocks. I love Hard Knocks. It's a very interesting show.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, Cincinnati Bengals. And there's a guy that's been kind of a, you know, a theme, or not a theme, but, you know, they've been showing part of it. His name's Taylor Mays.
Yes.
Did he go to
from
USC?
USC?
Yeah, yes, went to USC.
I know where you're going with this.
Thank you. I like that guy because the whole time on Hard Knocks, he was talking about wanting to get with his girlfriend.
His girl, yeah.
All he wanted to do was get out of practice and get with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And someone who's played football before, I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, but all I wanted to do was not be at practice and getting with girls. So I kind of feel like I, on Hard Knocks, even though it's a reality show, thank you,
I like it.
I commiserated with him, and yeah, you know, I'm married now happily. What's up, baby?
I like
That's
it.
That's my man crush. Taylor Mays of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Wow, good job.
Thanks, dude.
All right, well, this has been awesome. Too awesome, if you will.
Too.
And guess what? We've got more.
We've got more. It's coming up.
And if you guys can wait just a couple days, part two is coming your way because it's going to be awesome.
All you got to do is edit this first one, baby.
And it's ready. We're going to be bringing you the pop culture version of Sports on Tap. And we thank you for staying with us this long hour, if you will. And you know what?
This is Sports on Tap, and we are out.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Cause it feels so empty without me.